Rock 107 WIRX, WIRX.com, the Plan B Morning Show. Brock Hunter.
Ooh, Skip. What's up, man?
Yeah, Ace. All right, it's 9:17. Let's keep her going. It's time for your morning dump part day.
It's the Morning Dump with Brock and Hunter. Trends, tech, guy stuff, Hollywood sleaze, and more.
As always, your Morning Dump part brought to you by Pump That Septic. Clean your septic today with Pump That Septic. Call them 269-445-7777. Or visit pumpthatseptic.com. Maybe you got a that needs some pumping. That's what you got right there. Right there. Well, after the year we just went through, this doesn't surprise me much that, a new survey found almost a third of us are swearing more than we were 5 years ago. That includes 27.
You're hanging around Brock too much. That's what's going on.
I do love to swear, man. That includes
potty mouth over here.
27% of men, 32% of women, 60% of people said they're using strong language like the F word every day now, and young people are the driving force behind it. Only 12% of people over 55 said they swear a lot. Here's my take on it. Where does it say that you can't swear? All right. This was just some stupid thing that society got together and said, no. These words are bad. It's like, what? Why?
Yeah,
why are
they bad? Okay. I'm on both sides of this. I'm on both sides, and I'm gonna explain both sides. So I'm with you there. Yes, you should be able to say whatever you want. But isn't it? Okay. For instance, I was on the golf course the other day listening to two guys in a golf cart, a good distance away from me, but I could hear them. They were talking loud. F this, F that, F and F. Dude, it was used way too much. Mm-hmm. Way too much. Whereas, like, taken away from the conversation they're actually having. I'm just like, dude, yeah, I don't know what you, if you're just used to saying it that much, but it's hard to focus on what you're trying to say at hand. You know what I'm saying?
It's with any word. It's the same thing. I watch myself when I say like. And a lot of people, that's become a crutch for a lot of people in our vernacular. The way I look at it is I don't want to feel bad for using the swear words when I do use them because they're just words. But you are right, though, with any word.
Got to use them in the right place, though.
Exactly, because they're made there like every, they're spice words, okay? They're words that spice up something, all right? If you overuse it, then it takes away some of the panaz, some of the, because you know me, I'm very good with my swear words. I hit them and I hit them right. The drunker I am, the more I use them. But look, there's nothing wrong with swearing. Even when I have my little girl, if she wants to drop a few F-bombs, go for it. It's fine.
Oh, boy.
Because first of all, it's adorable.
That child's going to be in detention so much.
It's adorable when children swear. It's absolutely the cutest thing ever. All right? It's just funny. It's just funny to me. But anyway.
Yeah. So just be careful. Just don't, if you're using it three times in a sentence and it's like, all right, you know.
We're all effing swearing, and I effing love it. That's the best I can do right now. Lastly, big companies like Google, WeWork, and Microsoft are looking into ways to cut down on Zoom fatigue by leveraging some futuristic new tech. I'm talking holograms, bro. That's right. Companies are working on using holograms to help bring flat, two-dimensional video chats to life. So they're basically trying to get people out of this screen facing mentality crazy. And now having holograms of people in the business setting, at meetings, at home, everything like that.
It's wild, dude. Yeah. I remember, I think it was like Disney or something way back when I was a child and when they came out with the hologram thing. Mm-hmm. And it was like this, you know, remember those old like, not a foosball table, but the hockey one. You could play hockey and it had the dome over it.
Oh, yeah. Yep.
It was like that. You could walk up to this thing and it was just like a town of people walking around in this dome. It was all holograms. And, dude, I specifically remember it because it set me back. I was like, what? That is the craziest thing I've ever seen in my life.
Dude, we're right on the precipice of holograms. All right. You remember
having it in your house?
Yeah, in our house. Because think about the Super Bowl this year had that Lombardi hologram, dude. And it was nuts. Like, it was crazy. And, dude, we're on it. I guarantee in the next 5 years, we will have hologram phone calls absolutely in your home where a little version of you will pop up. You can call someone and a little version of you, whether it's your head or your full body, depending on where the camera is.
Oh my God, dude,
it's nuts. It's nuts.
I can't wait to terrify people with my hologram.
That's the first thing I'm going to do. That is going to take phone sex and sexting to a whole new level, bro. It's going to be great. It's going to be great. Yeah.
See, you're thinking sexual. I'm thinking, how can I scare the hell out of people with this thing? You just pop that thing in somebody's bathroom when they walk. Ha! Yeah. You can have anybody with it too, right?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Dude, it's going to be great, man. I cannot wait, dude. I cannot wait. Do naked holograms all the time.
You know, you can't have one.
Gonna need a lot of pixels in that hologram. Give him a dog.
Right.
Biggest hologram ever. All right, so what do we got? We got swear words and we got naked holograms. That's good enough for me, man. That is your morning dump. We'll be back with more.